Welcome to Series 1 in the Collected Lectures of Joseph Campbell. This talk, the fifth in Volume 1, Mythology and the Individual, is entitled The Vitality of Myth. It was recorded in 1974. And now, Joseph Campbell.
The title of the series that I'm lecturing on is Civilization and Its Discontents. And since my own special passion is mythology, I have the feeling that one of the great reasons for the discontents is the failure in vitality of the myths by which people are being expected to live. It was some 65 or so years ago that Dr. Jung, after completing the work that has been translated under the title Symbols of Transformation, and having worked while laboring on that through a great mass of mythological material, came to this thought: what is the myth that I am living by? He said, I realized when I finished this what a thing it was to live with a myth, and what a thing it is to live without one. And he said, I proposed to myself the discovery of the myth that I was living by as my task of tasks. So one can ask, what has happened that so many today are living without a myth? Many perhaps may feel that they are living with a myth, the myth of whatever the religion is that they have been brought up in or have chosen to make their own. But there's something essentially incongruous about archaic mythologies in the modern world. There has been such a tremendous transformation of life and of the laws for living and of the environment that we are in, that none of the older traditions can possibly have the impact on us today that they had when first offered. Mythologies, after all, are the products of poetic insight and inspiration. And the insight properly should be congruent with the world in which the people are living to whom the mythology or imagery is addressed.